Health Secretary Xavier Becerra advises updated coronavirus shot for those who got the jab 2 months ago. By Hannah Blow on December 1, 2022. U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra is apparently advising Americans who got a coronavirus jab as recently as 2 months ago to get the updated shot now as well. An updated COVID vaccine can help protect you from the worst outcomes of COVID, Becerra said this week, urging those who got their coronavirus shot over 2 months ago to get another one. If it's been over 2 months since your last dose, make a plan to get one now, he wrote. The FAQ on the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, coronavirus vaccine page states that yes, everyone 5 years or older who is eligible should receive a booster shot. While it states that individuals are considered to be fully vaccinated even if they have not received the booster shots, it now suggests that it is not enough. Fully vaccinated, however, is not the same as having the best protection. People are best protected when they stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccinations, which includes getting a booster when eligible, it instructs. In other words, individuals who have not received a booster, even if fully vaccinated, are not considered to be up to date on their shots. Further, while the initial vaccination is typically 2 doses for the mRNA vaccines, the CDC currently states that children 6 months to 4 years old will need 3 initial doses, spread out. The CDC is also unable to state how long protection from a vaccine lasts, contending that scientists are monitoring that factor. And, despite initial misinformation spread by President Biden, vaccinated individuals can both contract and spread the illness. Becerra's call comes months after the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, authorized the Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech bivalent coronavirus vaccines as a booster dose, sparking criticism, as the approval came without human clinical data. Moderna CEO Stefan Bancel admitted to the European Parliament earlier this year. In the U.S., the FDA asked the manufacturers to make an updated vaccine, knowing that there was no clinical data. The FDA was comfortable doing that, because there was a test-running technique around the ancestral vaccine booster. It was also tested in the clinic around the Beta variants booster. So we pulled up clinical data, he continued. They wanted the vaccine available and it's already available in pharmacy as we speak in the U.S. In September, Dr. Anthony Fauci stated that most Americans would need to get an annual vaccine for the Chinese coronavirus, comparing it to the annual flu vaccine. However, with the addition of boosters, some Americans could be looking at well over one annual shot, despite Vice President Kamala Harris's recent assessment. Notably, neither Becerra nor Harris mentioned the risks involved with the vaccine or boosters, particularly when it comes to the mRNA jabs. While critics have tried to dismiss the concerns as mere conspiracy theories, Florida has taken action, actively advising against the mRNA jabs both for healthy children and for men under the age of 40. The latter decision was made following an analysis showing an 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among males 18 to 39 years old within 28 days following mRNA vaccination. FL will not be silent on the truth, Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo promised. A recent survey from The Economist/YouGov found that vaccinated individuals are not eager to get the new booster advertised as being tailored to newer specific variants.